voters in Haines and Skagway weighed in on Election Day on Tuesday. We have preliminary election results and some updates. And Skagway's Assembly will discuss a former mission school site, a new port director, a potential parking ordinance, and more at Thursday's Assembly meeting. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. Unofficial election results Tuesday night showed Tyler Huling and Deborah Schnabel taking commanding leads in Haines Assembly election. Tyler Huling was the top vote-getter with 552 votes. The 29-year-old moved to the community last year as a program analyst for the Alaska Department of Health after several years working seasonally in Haines. She told KHNS Tuesday night she was heartened by voter support.
I mean, really, really thrilled and honored that so many people were willing to come out and willing to, you know, support me and put me in this position. So yeah, just really, really honored and grateful and looking forward to the work and to the relationship building and just everything to come.
Running a close second is former Haines Borough Manager and past Assembly member Deborah Schnabel with 535 votes. She's also served on the now dissolved City Council, the School Board, and the Planning Commission. This will be her third term on the Assembly. Unofficial results showed Brenda Josephson and Richard Clement trailing with 410 and 349 votes, respectively. There were also 8 write-in candidates. For Haines School Board, incumbents Brian Clay and Michael Wald won re-election for full 3-year terms. Kevin Shove and Shannon Dryden were elected to 2-year terms. Write-in candidate Keely Baumgartner had 309 votes, and Jonathan Ray received 228 votes. Haines election officials put voter turnout at 41%. The borough clerk reported Wednesday that there are still email, mail-in, and special needs ballots outstanding, totaling 89 votes left to be counted. Once results are certified, the Assembly candidates will be sworn in at the October 26 meeting. Preliminary results in Skagway appeared to tilt in favor of incumbents shortly after the polls closed Tuesday night. Incumbent two-term mayor Andrew Cremata had a roughly 100-vote lead with less than 170 absentee ballots remaining uncounted. He faces Skagway business owner Christy Murphy, who will need at least 81% of the remaining votes to count in her favor in order to unseat Cremata. There was no additional update as of Wednesday. There are also 3 candidates running for 2 open assembly seats. Incumbent Skagway Assemblyperson Jay Burnham has sealed his re-election bid with a lead that outpaces the remaining uncounted ballots. Narrowly behind Burnham is recently appointed Assemblyperson Deb Potter, who has a 150-vote lead over Will Lockett, with less than 170 votes left to be counted. Potter was appointed to the Assembly earlier this summer. Things are clearer on the school board. Both John Hischer and Corey Thole ran unopposed and are slated to be elected for 3-year terms. Hischer totaled 332 votes on Tuesday night. Thole tallied 277 votes. Skagway officials plan to finish the count and announce more complete results by Thursday evening. Turnout was reported to be roughly 44% of registered voters. Skagway's Borough Assembly looks at conducting an archaeological assessment at the RV Park, which once was the site of a Native boarding school. A hiring committee has selected a candidate for the new port director job, and there may be a new parking ordinance in town. KHNS's Mike Swayze caught up with Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata for a preview of Thursday night's Assembly meeting.
Big meeting coming up on Thursday. Let's jump into it. It looks like the Assembly wants to move forward on an archaeological assessment of the spot where the Pius Mission 10 school was.
I do hope that that is approved so that we can continue to move forward on that property and, you know, take the actions that the traditional council has recommended.
Will you tell me a little bit about the Ore Peninsula proposal?
I mean, you know, the idea here is that to be able to bring in post-Panamax class ships, we're going to have to do some upgrades. If there's the floating component, you know, those kind of things that are necessary for that. So You know, this is phase three of the Port Master Plan, and it's something that the community has identified as a priority. So it seems to me that this is a no-brainer. The Assembly is going to move this forward so that we can get the engineering done and then figure out how we're going to pay for it and build it.
All right. And what to tear down? Because it sounds like the timber dock's got to go and the ore loader's got to go.
Absolutely. We can't bring in the larger ships with the ore loader there. So the ore loader's definitely going to have to go.
And is that on Ada to get rid of it, or is that ultimately going to just fall on the municipality's shoulders?
Well, that's a really good question. Ada's hired a company to assess what they're going to do with their assets on the port, including the loader. And they're going to have their public meeting on October 27th. And I've been told that the information about what that study found is going to be revealed finally. So I am curious, and I'm sure the rest of the community is interested in what Ada is going to do with those assets.
How about that off-street parking ordinance that's getting consideration?
Well, you know, one thing I've learned over the past 2.5 years is no issue in the community draws more passionate dialogue than parking. I expect that there'll be some correspondence and some communication about the off-street parking, but this has gone through a long process. So I'm curious to see how it pans out as well.
But the ordinance calls for a specific set of instructions. If you're building a new property, you have to have a certain number of parking spots per tenant or hotel room or whatever. There's a whole set of circumstances, right?
Exactly, yes.
So that means if you buy a piece of land where you used to be able to just put a house on it, now you'd have to put a house, but you'd also have to put at least a parking spot.
Right. And, you know, I think what you drive around town, it's pretty obvious that there are a lot of vehicles parked on the street, and it makes it hard if you're in a smaller vehicle to be able to see. So this is, I think, a way of addressing those safety issues.
Okay. Port director hire. What's happening there?
Cody Jennings was the selection of the hiring committee. She's been the tourism director for a number of years now, has done this exceptional work there. So we're excited to have her on board and can't wait for her to put her feet on the ground and start using that same work ethic in issues involving our port.
Congratulations, Cody Jennings, assuming that goes through the Assembly in a smooth fashion. Can we talk about Hamilton Construction? Are they leaving town? What's happening?
Boy, I don't know the answer to that question, but I hope he's not leaving.
But he's selling the property and the municipality is interested.
Correct. It's a good price on the property. You know, if we were to go out there and build a structure of that size, it would cost us quite a bit more money. So the finance committee decided to approve to move this purchase forward. And so the assembly now gets to weigh in on it. We'll see where we're going to go with it.
All right, Andrew, thanks a lot for the meeting preview. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Have a good day.
That was Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata and KHNS's Mike Swayze discussing the upcoming assembly meeting on Thursday night. The assembly will also certify election results and hold an executive session about the lawsuit over the campground host cabin in the municipal campground on the Dyea Flats. The meeting can be streamed live at khns.org at 7 p.m. on Thursday night. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.